In times of crisis, how should halachic Jew react? Should we drag our feet and spend a lot of time analyzing many svarim and spending a lot of time trying to figure out precisely the right way to go about the crisis? Or should we just go ahead and act based, of course, on our inspired perspective, the spirit of Torah we've developed, even if at this particular point we don't have the opportunity or we're not going to take the time to go ahead and analyze all the various facets of the challenge? So the Rebbe addresses this question, the Kutta Sichas Chelik Beis. And the Rebbe comes out on the side of learning from the story of Parshas Pinchas and Pinchas' reaction to the moral crisis on the plains of Moab, that the right thing to do is not to spend a lot of time trying to figure out your perspective, but rather to go ahead and follow the spirit, follow your inspiration. Now let's explore the Rebbe's perspective by reading inside his teaching from a sicha delivered in 1953 on Parshas Pinchas. The Rebbe says, "In Heintige Sedra, Vetterzelt, the Maisef and Pinchasin, Vosret Mekane given, Kinas Hashem Tzavakis." So this week's Parsha, we learn the story of Pinchas, that Pinchas acted radically in order to preserve the honor of Hashem. Bichlal is dach efsher lebeis medrash b'lei chilush. Generally speaking, we can never study without deriving any new lessons. Thus is in Teresh Baal Peh. Teresh b'chsav was an ois learned pen ob gans halachas. Is dach mikol shekein as a gans a sipur meisa, as if their sipur from Pinchasin, is in them ferana chilush. So if it's said of Torah Shabbal Peh, of the oral Torah, of the oral tradition, that we can never study oral traditions without deriving new insights, it must certainly be the case that in the written Torah, which is more basic than the oral Torah, that by studying an entire story in the written Torah, we'll be able to derive many new lessons, many new insights. Vaz der chiddush in dem sipur. What's the new lesson, the new insight that we learn from the story of Pinchas? There didn't for halacha of ein mayrin kein. So one is the idea of the halach of Ein Mayrin Kein, that sometimes something is the right thing to do, but if you come to Bezdin, the Jewish court won't instruct you to do the right thing. And the reason being that there are some things which you're not meant to hear from the court, which you're not meant to hear from the leadership, but you're meant to do if you know to do it. And the second is Kanon Poygen Bay, which means that radicals are given the permission, radical people are given the permission to take action and neutralize individuals who are flagrantly violating Jewish values publicly. Thus haste, this means to say, the Rebbe tells us, there are some things, when you'll come to the Jewish court, and you'll ask them what to do, they'll tell you, don't do it. Vayel azoy shteit in Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch, according to Jewish law, says don't do this action. For this vegan, nonetheless, is in themzel bin Shulchan Aruch shteit as kanoyim poigim. In the very same Shulchan Aruch, it says that radicals are empowered to neutralize people who are publicly violating Jewish norms. Does taste mean to say, as besasher kumt nitzu beznim, when you don't come to the court of Jewish law, nor total lane, there is margish mitzad pimis nafshay. But you do what you alone feel based on the interiority of your soul. Hoter geton vialpidin is halacha vein mayrin kein. Then you've done what, according to Jewish law, is the halacha, is the law, which Bezdin does not teach people to do. Onorat mechavin given sutim ratznalim. And you've aligned yourself with the divine will. Azoy alamol, darf bin yeder zach fregen bei Bezdin. So similarly, at all times, when it comes to any challenge, when it comes to any problem, you should go and ask Bezdin, you should ask the rabbi, you should ask the court of Jewish law. Aber, b'shashmen is handled zich, vegen kinas Hashem tzavakis, is das al derech v'yeshteit, as there is frektif in yonavim, b'koach nefashis, is there shefich damen. So though it's the case that when it comes to normal, everyday issues, you should go and ask the rabbi, you should ask Bezdin what to do. When it comes to situations of crisis, when it comes to matters of divine honor, when it comes to communal crisis, in such a case, you're meant to follow your intuition and you're not meant to go and start asking questions in Bezdin. And the Rebbe connects this to the idea of pikuach nefesh, of saving a life. If there's a problem, say, on Shabbos, and you suspect that maybe somebody's in danger of life or limb on Shabbos, you don't start opening the Shulchan Aruch and looking, is this a case in which you can violate Shabbos? You don't start calling the rabbi, knocking on the rabbi's door. Is this a case in which you could violate Shabbos? But rather, if you're concerned that a person's in a state of risk of life or limb, then halacha says that if you ask questions, you're like a murderer. You don't ask questions. You go ahead and act based on your intuition. Azoy zoich venes kinas Hashem under inin der nentin in pimis nafshi. So it is when it comes to a matter of standing up for divine honor, and this desecration of divine honor touches you to the very core of your soul. Dan yiter netfregen by bezdin. In such a time, you don't ask questions in the court of Jewish law. Dan derf nit velen gein dafke oif an ezner brick. You shouldn't be like someone who's a coward. You shouldn't be cautious and walk over an iron bridge, over a stable bridge, on garnished ton, on bezdin, do nothing without the court of Jewish law say so. Vailas zashad yed minut, while you're losing out at every moment. Unochmer, and even moreover, afilu ven min veis, as bezdin vet paskin en oif nit, even if you know that bezdin will tell you not to take a certain action, nonetheless is kanoim poygin bay. Nonetheless, the halacha is that radicals, people who are inspired, are allowed to take action. And that is in consonance with the divine will. Because the rule that radicals are allowed to take extra legal action is a law that's written in Shulchan Aruch. The explanation of this is, a person doesn't commit a sin unless, as the Gemara in Saita tells us, a spirit of folly, an evil spirit, has entered them. Varum, a yid mitzad atzmai, a Jew in their own right, essentially, is vidir alter but gezakt, as the alter Rebbe told us, a yid niter vil, a Jew does not want to, o niter ken, nor can they, zayin an nifred shalikos, nor can they be separated from divinity. Nor, mitzad merachshtos, the only way in which there's able to be a separation is a result of the foolish spirit, mitzad der behema vasanim, from the perspective of your inner animal, their nefesh habahamis, the animal drive, mitzad then kenetan mais behema, as a result of your animal self, of your animal brain, of your animal drive, can a person act like an animal? Uvemela, so it follows, b'shasavet nisarim mitakenos, when a person is aroused with a spirit of radicalness, nitzulib zayin kavod, not as a result of wanting to stand up for his own honor, unitzulib kvid beis abba, and not as a result of wanting to stand up for his family's honor, nor kanei kinesi lahavaya, but rather a person is acting radically and is radically inspired for Hashem. Under inin der nemt im azoyfil, as er tracht afilu nit. And he is so taken by his inspiration for Hashem, by his inspiration for following the divine will, that he doesn't even consider, is what I'm doing a, religiously speaking, a sin, or is it not? And he doesn't ask these questions. He's completely consumed, he's completely taken by his radical inspiration for the divine. As a result, he's completely taken himself and put his animal self, put his lower self on the side. Is bishas dem guf and nefesh bahamis like teravek on azait, when it's bleip nor the nefesh likis was yishtendik ba'amna ita yisbarach. If you cast your body and your animal consciousness, your animal self, off to the side, and all that remains is your divine consciousness, and your divine consciousness, your divine soul, your nefesh elikis, is always standing in a state of faith with Hashem. Vas mitzadem kun ba'im dikanos. And as a result, the radical inspiration is coming from the divine soul. Is lachvada is b'shas nefesh b'hamas nevalbel, it's certainly the case that when the animal consciousness is not confusing you, is not leading you astray, v'et nindishoma mitzad atzma zichir mechaven zayin tzundim rotzen alien. will the soul itself, will the neshama itself, certainly align with the divine will. Therefore, Zenmir, as a result, we see, as durch dem of Pinchas at geharget Zimrin, as a result of Pinchas killing Zimri, is v'tiyotzer ma'gefa, did the plague end? Eret matzel given kam alaf in Yisrael for an oven chomer v'yaser. Pinchas saved thousands of Jewish people from a particularly serious sin. Their oven bal pa'or, the sin of Baal Pa'or, who was the idol that the Midianite women were seducing the Jewish people to worship in the plains of Moab. What's your state in Medrash, if the Medrash tells us, as the oven Baal Pa'or is shendik mekatrig, when Meshav Eir nemter up to mekitrug, that the Medrash tells us that the sin of Baal Pa'or was standing there and prosecuting, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not fighting the prosecution, but he was accepting the prosecution. But if Cain oven gefit mendosnit, that we never find another example where Moshe Rabbeinu, at least according to the Medrash, accepts the words of the prosecution. When Pinchas hat matzel given the yidden from the oven, yet Pinchas comes along and he saves the Jews from the sin. Therefore, it is zeichah given as hinni neisen loy as brisa shalom. As a result of his stopping the plague, Pinchas merits the blessing of Hashem, says, I am going to give him my covenant of peace. The Pinchas is Elio, that Pinchas is identified with Elio Navi, but Sirkumt Oif Yeder Brismila. Pinchas becomes Elio, and we know that Elio comes to every single Brismila. So Pinchas is given the gift of the Bris, of the circumcision covenant. And Pinchas also, as a result of his acting in an inspired way, is going to come and be the harbinger, is going to be the herald of the final redemption. It's there now, and the Rebbe is talking in the year 1953. We could easily apply the Rebbe's comments to the year 2021, or quite likely, whenever it is that you'll be listening to this recording. Now is doch euch azman von magefa. It's also a time of plague, Rachman al-Tzlan, heaven forbid. V'chak much admar, as the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth of Lubavitch, of Yisuf Yitzchak, taught, as the Ebeshter had ungezunden die Goloswand, Hashem lit the wall of Golos on fire. Was das is an inyan, was man darf nit haben auf dem kein reis an hasbars. That this is a reality which we don't need any explanations or proofs for this. Nor men zet das b'mochish. We see empirically that the wall of Golos has been lit on fire. How do we see that? Men zet b'mochish v'kam v'kam v'yisrael. We see that many, many Jews in Chutz Laretz or in Eretz HaKadosha, Tivim V'Sikun, both outside of the land of Israel and in the land of Israel, may it be speedily rebuilt. And note, even though the Rebbe is speaking after the construction of the State of Israel, the Rebbe means that the State of Israel, or Israel, the Jewish people in Israel, are not, at least in the reality of 1953, and also not in the reality in 2021, they're not firmly established. Israel is in a very, very fragile existence, a very, very fragile state. So the prayer is that Israel not be in a fragile state, but rather be Eretz Yisrael in a manner of Tivne V'Sikoinen. It should be built and established. It should be secure and safe and not contingent. But getting back to the primary theme, the Rebbe is saying that both outside of Israel and in Israel itself, we see many, many Jews very far learned from Yiddishkeit. They're giving up Judaism, or they're becoming lost from Judaism. They're going on a crooked path, which is leading them to such a place, to the point that they'll become opponents of Hashem and His Torah. Isn't in such a time a tzeit for nasreifa, a time of a fire when we're in a burning building, a tzeit v'sa yiddish yingele or the yiddish meidle, a time in which a Jewish boy or a Jewish girl can in very chas v'shalom far learn from Yiddishkeit, they can become completely lost from Judaism. And as that side, there have been neat gains to bezdin or noch kuchen in svarim. Tzir meg mevat zayin ashal lernin to lib them tzinit. We can't go to the court of Jewish law. We can't start looking in books and ask, can we be mevatel Torah? Can we not study as much Torah in order to take action, in order to go out, and in order to make sure that more and more Jews will not be lost and more Jews will not become opponents of Torah Judaism? And you're not only going to have the question of, can I be mevatel a little bit of Torah? Can I not study a little bit of Torah? A lot of questions come up when you leave the comfortable walls of the Beis Medrash. You leave the comfortable walls of your Jewish enclave and try to take action to stop the spread of the fire which is burning up the Jewish people. And the Rebbe says, we don't have the luxury of asking such halachic questions. It's a danger at every moment that we wait. We need to act. In azat sight, in such a time, every Jew needs to light up the fire of radicalness in their consciousness. And you do this by studying the interiority of the Torah, by studying the teachings of Hasidus. On a race gain from the Egin and Dal Adamas, and you need to go out of your own little four corners, on gain suyidnun reidnim etzei bedarki noyim, umetrigishis de geverter. You need to talk to Jews and speak to them in pleasant ways, and speak to them from the heart. Mendarfnit oistain in sich, mitzei mitzichlis de kevikuchen. The way in which to deal with the challenge is not to begin by proving God's existence, by proving that the Torah was given to 600,000 people, and other such so-called rational proofs for Judaism's superiority. We shouldn't try and engage them in conflict. In times of fire, you can't go and start with philosophy class. And furthermore, when you're dealing with the case of saving lives, you don't take anyone with the mind, with the intellect. We need to speak with emotion, neshama verter, soul wounds. Thus, there meet them an unsinned with fire of us by zay, that thereby we light up their fire. Rishapel rishbi es shall have us ka. Its fire, the fire of Torah, the fire of Hashem, is a powerful flame. That's vet zayin v'tiotzer magifa. And by lighting up that fire, the plague will end. Undan is menzeichas Pinchas Elio, and through that we merit to see that it's the case that Pinchas is Elio. Vaservet kumin lefnei magal vaneira, that as the Navi tells us in Malachi, that Elio Pinchas will come before Hashem's great and awesome day. Veheishiv leiv avis al banim v'leiv banim al avisam. And he's going to reconcile fathers with children, children with fathers. He's going to return us all to the truths of the Jewish tradition. And Pinchas / Elio is going to be the harbinger, is going to herald the redemption through our righteous Messiah speedily in our days.